All right, so we're here with the mayor of Shawville, Bill McCleary, to talk about their new telephone system. Bill, how's it going?
Very well.
So you tell me a little bit about this system and why you guys chose to implement it.
It's a telematic automated system. We chose to implement it because we did have a phone chain in place before, but it's so very hard to keep updated on that, and it's also very hard to get volunteers. The telematic system works well, but it's going to be a challenge as well to get everybody's info included. They can go on the town website and put in their contact info if it's not already there, or they could phone the town hall and have it put on that way. We've used it a couple of times. There's currently a water problem on King Street right now, and it works very well because you can pick your streets. You don't have to call everybody in town. So it was implemented this morning for that, and we had maybe one or two people that knew about the break but didn't get the automated message, so that's been corrected now. And that's how it's going to work. We'll have to update it as we go.
And you're using this in combination with your social media accounts as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, the social media account is just sort of to inform people that it's there. And it's up to them, I guess, if they want to use it, to make sure that we have their contact info. It's going to be a problem with older people because they're not on social media. So friends and neighbors are going to have to urge them to contact us, or the friends and neighbors will have to put their contact info in. It's very easy to do online. It's just to make sure they know it's there.
Okay. And so how long was this, how long have you guys been talking about or thinking about putting this in?
They brought it up maybe 3 or 4 years ago, and the thinking at that time was it was kind of expensive, and we already had a phone chain that was working, but the phone chain did work, but now with so many cell phones, there's no access to people's numbers like you had before. You could actually go through the phone book if you needed to do this data. So it's just something that is needed in this day and age.
And you mentioned expense there. Do we have a rough estimate of how much this costs? Is it a subscription service?
It works out to about a dollar a person.
Okay.
So I think it was, I'm going to say $1,700, and it's about $300 a year. So it's not terribly expensive, but before 4 years ago when we looked at it, it just seemed redundant. But now it's not. We were probably wrong 4 years ago.
And you mentioned there just sort of things like water main breaks and that kind of stuff. What else could you envision it being used for?
I guess any emergency that arose. Boil water advisories and water main breaks are the biggest ones I can think of off the top of my head.
There, yeah, fairly common there. This latest one, was that from all the rain that we've been getting? Or
no, it's actual potable water. It's just we, like every other town in Canada, has aging infrastructure, so now and again you get stones going through the lines or cracks or whatever. I don't know when that particular section of town was done, but some of the main streets of towns were done like the early 60s, late 50s, so the stuff's getting old.